Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Ukraine soldier speaks about flying saucer. That's correct. Ukraine soldier speaks about flying saucer. Looks like we have new details coming out about this flying saucer that was recorded over the battlefield in Ukraine there last week. This thing was really wild if you've seen the pictures of it. I've got links at the Ko-Fi site, at the local site, both. You can link there to the articles and show the video. Now, it looks like we do have some updates here from dailymail.co.uk. The title of the article says, Ukrainian soldier who filmed UFO bigger than the Empire State Building over war zone in Donetsk tells dailymail.com it sat deathly still against winds and was hotter than anything I've ever seen. It goes on, it says, Ukrainian troops recorded a very hot 1,300-foot-long UFO over the Donetsk battlefield. Unit drone pilot says he and his battalion have never seen things like this before. 1,300 feet. Now, you know, you're talking about a quarter of a mile long there. The article is written by Matthew Phelan, senior science reporter for DailyMail.com, says, dated March 1st, 2024. A disc-shaped object longer than the height of the Empire State Building emerged from the horizon of Ukraine's embattled Donetsk province last Friday, hovering eerily still a mile off the ground, a soldier has told DailyMail.com. That soldier, a drone operator, had cautiously guided his infrared quadcopter 500 feet for a reconnaissance mission, struggling against high winds when he suddenly spotted the flat 1,300-foot-long UFO, which stood motionless despite those winds. In an interview from the war zone, the soldier, who is with the Ukrainian Army's 406th Battalion, said he and his fellow servicemen had never seen things like this before. Initially, I thought that it was something new invented by the Russians, he added, but then I understood, no, it might be a UFO. The craft was 36 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than any other object this 406th drone pilot says he has ever tracked in the war zone, ruling out atmospheric phenomena, balloons, and known enemy aircraft, he claimed. Now, this is exactly the kind of information that we need on these things. When you can tell the temperature on it, you can eliminate so many things, and it just defangs the debunkers. Now, it has some pictures of this guy that they're talking to, but the guy's face blurred out. You know, I can understand that. He's in a war zone. He is a soldier. Probably doesn't want any more attention than he has to have. It says the craft was 36 to 54 degrees hotter in Fahrenheit than any other object. And then it goes on, it says that this rules out atmospheric phenomena, balloons, and known enemy aircraft, as he told DailyMail.com. So they've tracked enemy aircraft before, obviously, but they're telling you this thing was 54 degrees hotter than anything that they've ever tracked. He says, we were surprised, very surprised, the soldier, whose first name is Vadim, recalled via an interpreter. But Vadim told DailyMail.com that this surprise was not quite fear, because he and his fellow soldiers had to learn to suppress those emotions amid their effort to defend Ukraine from a now two-year-long invasion by Russia. We got scared on the 24th of February, 2022, Vadim said. After that, we aren't scared of anything. The 406th drone pilot said he had gotten his craft about a few kilometers into the recon mission before spotting the UFO. I looked right and saw this, Vadim said. After 30 seconds, we decided to film it. All the emotions we had at that moment, they're in the video. You can hear it. As Vadim and his fellow 406th unit members scrambled to make sense of the apparent object, their confusion is palpable in the 17-second video shared exclusively with DailyMail.com this week. In between the swearing, holy S, and the excitement, what the blank is this, one member of the battalion asks, why isn't it moving? Another wonders, why can't he fire missiles at us? What do you mean? Aside from the object's unusual heat signature, it appeared to more readily withstand the strong winds. But Vadim told DailyMail.com that no other extreme weather could help explain the unusual sighting. There was a very strong wind, Vadim said. The wind was flowing in the same direction as we were flying, basically. But the UFO just stayed at the same place, and the sky was clear, he said. So no clouds, nothing. It's got a picture of these two guys in their winter gear here in the snow in Ukraine holding their machine guns. Boy, what a mess that would have to be over there. We were surprised, very surprised, a soldier whose first name is Vadim recalled, adding that his surprise was not quite fear. Yeah, you know, you're being shot at by the Russians all day. You probably have exhausted all the fear that you have. Must just be an awful situation to be in. But then to see this flying saucer there, 1,300 foot long, suspended, what they said, 500 feet above the ground, and it's emitting heat, 54 degrees hotter than anything they've ever recorded before. It says, "I use this infrared heat vision filter very often," the unit drone operator said, "and just got experience so I can differentiate how bright an object should be according to what temperature. Based on that experience, Vadim stated that the UFO was very hot. I'm guessing 20 to 30 degrees Celsius. Now we just saw 36 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than any other objects. Vadim estimated the roughly 1,300 foot long UFO was also about 328 feet tall. Think of this thing. It's a quarter mile long, and it's as tall as a 30-story skyscraper. It's amazingly large. The apparent object, craft, or phenomena was caught on the camera of a commercial DJI brand Mavic 3T thermal imaging drone on February 23, 2024. The UFO, spotted around 9:02 p.m. local time, appeared to be approximately 37 to 40 miles away from the soldiers, he said, in the direction of Donetsk Oblast, the southeastern Ukrainian province that has been most dominated by Russia's forces. Vladimir requested that his last name and other key details of the encounter not be disclosed for reasons of operational security amid the Ukrainian Armed Forces UAF effort to repel the Russian invasion. Now, they're saying this thing was 37 to 40 miles away from the soldiers. I kind of wonder if that's actually correct, because the thing is so big and it looks so much closer than that. Vadim requested that his last name and other details not be... It goes on and says, but he noted that while it's hard to count just how many times he has personally flown his unit's Mavic 3T, it was probably more than 10,000 times. Seems like an awful lot. We've seen different things in the skies, he added. We've never seen things like this before. One potential explanation for the UFO was the well-known optical illusion phenomenon called Vega Morgana, a mirror-like atmospheric mirage produced by a temperature inversion of hot air in the upper atmosphere. But Vadim is adamant that what he saw was real. It wasn't a mirage, Vadim told DailyMail.com, because in thermal vision, you can't see a mirage. You can see it only with your naked eye. So there you go. I mean, this is a pretty good article, actually, because it's debunking a lot of stuff. First off, the guy that operated the drone is telling you this thing is 54 degrees hotter than anything I've ever seen before. So it's putting off an awful lot of heat. That tells you it's not man-made. 54 degrees hotter. Kind of reminds me of a lot of these UFO encounters where they've talked about people have touched these things and gotten burnt. There's been a lot of heat coming off of them. And that's what we're seeing here. Secondly, this thing is 1,300 feet long, 320 feet, 8 feet tall. They said that they filmed it 20 or 37 miles away. I suppose everything's right there in that rangefinder in the drone. I don't know, but there's a lot of data that they're giving you with this stuff. I don't know if it's all exactly accurate, just because you're in a war zone. They don't want you to know what kind of range that this drone actually might have, but it's definitely there. It's definitely big. You can see it. Some of the pictures, it does look like it's quite a ways away. And then when I guess the other pictures, they've just kind of zoomed in on it. It's an amazing sighting. It goes on, it says, it wasn't a mirage, Vadim told DailyMail.com, because in thermal vision, you can't see a mirage. You can only see that with your naked eye. He continued to explain that the object did not ripple, shimmer, or otherwise alter shape, which would have been a telltale sign of a Fatima Moranga mirage. Often a Fatima Moranga changes rapidly, as the flight safety guide Skyberry notes. The mirage comprises several inverted upside down and erect right side up images that are stacked on top of one another. But according to Vadim, the object was in stable form. It wasn't moving. That said, the UFO, whatever it was, wasted no time leaving its perch above Donetsk. In another position, we had another drone and put it up in about 3 minutes, Vadim said, but they didn't see it at that moment. When we returned to the same position later, there was nothing there. So whatever this thing was there was, it was just there for a short time. Now, they've got some pictures of the Mirage thing here, this boat floating above the above the water. It looks like a Photoshop to me. But I was thinking that this whole Fatima Mirage thing required water. I don't know. These guys definitely aren't over water. And then, like you said, it wasn't a mirage because you couldn't see it with your naked eye. You could only see this, you know, if it was a mirage, the drone wouldn't have recorded it as such. He goes on and says, this past Tuesday, a spokesman for Mavic's manufacturer DJI told DailyMail.com that while it could not help in explaining what is present in the 406 UFO footage, an equipment error could have played a role. Well, there you go. Devil's advocate. Boy, that makes you feel confident, doesn't it? You're using their drone in a battlefield, and instead of them coming out and just saying, we don't know what it was, they say, well, it could have been an equipment failure. Boy, I guess right from the old CIA talking points. But Vadim noted that he was confident the Mavic 3T systems were functioning normally at the time of the encounter. You know, it's amazing. These computers are supposed to be reliable. That's the whole point of computing, that it does the same thing repeatedly thousands and thousands of times, and it does it very quickly, and that's how it makes, and that's how it's able to compute, you know, large numbers and do all these tasks. A computer is not supposed to just be randomly glitching. Okay, that's not what computers do. That's an error in programming if that happens. But just something as simple as filming something, a computer just records what's there. It's not randomly putting up new images. So this idea that this computer is some kind of a magic box is just nonsense. It's a machine. It does what it's designed to do. And if there's a glitch, it's because the programmer, not the hardware. And they're acting like there's some kind of a glitch in the hardware here. That's really not even a viable possibility. It says the red warning or error bar visible in the upper left-hand portion of the drone's display, he said, related to the consumer-grade drone's GPS investigation. It is a warning that we were flying without satellites on 100% manual controls, Vladim told MailyDale.com, because Russia does everything they can to deny Ukrainians the ability to fly over and understand their plans. Well, I did see a thing about that the other day. The Russians apparently just control the skies because they've got all the satellite data. They know exactly what the Ukrainians are doing pretty much all the time, and that's what is allowing them to really dominate in this theater. And so what he's saying is we're having to fly these drones under the radar, literally, and flying them without satellite help, which makes it even more believable that this thing is an actual flying saucer and not just something that the Russians are hoaxing them with. And Vadim noted that similar combat-specific issues prevented the battalion from storing a recording of their UFO thermal imaging footage directly on the Mavic drone itself. We remove the memory cards from the drones when we are doing flights over enemy territories, Vadim said. If there is a risk if we lose a drone because of enemy electronic countermeasures, they could pick up the drone, they could pick up the card, and read what's there. When pressed again on how he and his fellow 406 members felt about the UFO, Vadim said, the best I could say would be for this video to have never have happened for us, to never have to do the work we do. In a better world, Vadim said, the Russian invasion of February 2022 never happened, and we just used civilian drones to film weddings. Well, I feel bad for this guy stuck in the middle of this thing. Such a terrible, terrible, horrible conflict. And imagine the just the awe and the shock that they had to feel when they first came across this giant flying saucer, 1,300 feet long, 328 feet tall, they said, hovering 500 foot off the ground and just hovering there against a pretty strong headwind. Amazing, amazing stuff. Now, I'll take a look at one more article here and we'll finish this up. Now, just to kind of put this in context a little bit, we have an article here talking about these UFOs being spotted just as the war began back in 2022. It's from SOT.com.ai. It says, unusual theory, UFOs are flying everywhere around war zones in Ukraine. Astronomers in Ukraine have said they have spotted extraterrestrial beings, UFOs, flying everywhere in the sky around Kyiv. It's not, I notice they say extraterrestrial beings there. How weird is that? We have seen them everywhere, says one of the statements made in the document published by the main astronomical observatory, NAS, of Ukraine. The report details independent investigations into UFOs as unidentified aerial objects are now known, observed by meteor stations in Kyiv near the Ukrainian village of Vinorakova. The authors of the document state that the main feature of such objects was high speed, which makes them invisible to the human eye. They did not give reasons why such flying objects, possibly alien, were so interested in the conflict zone in Ukraine. Ordinary photos and videos cannot capture the appearance of such an object. To detect a UFO, you need good synchronization of the equipment. The fragment of the sequence is in a dynamic range of 14 to 16 stops, they said. The researchers said that bright objects brighter than the sky background and other dark objects that absorb any radiation were spotted by observers. They wrote further, both types of UFOs showed high speeds of movement, and their detection is a difficult and experimental problem. It's kind of a corollary to our daily astronomical work on meteor and space intrusions. It goes on and says, the authors added, we detected flights of solitary vehicles in groups or squadrons, which moved at a speed of 3 to 15 degrees per second. Even in a report by the Vice Network, the groups did not speculate on what the object could be, adding that since they are close to the conflict zone, they could also be missiles or strike torpedoes. Yeah, that sounds to me like a little bit of normalcy bias tossed in there at the very end. It seems clear to me that these UFOs, whatever they are attracted to the trauma and the suffering of warfare. Clearly, if they don't want to be seen, they're not going to be seen, at least by the naked eye. And that's why this latest sighting of this giant saucer there, 1,300 feet long, quarter mile long, 328 feet tall. So it's a quarter mile long. The height of this thing is the same as the length of a football field. It's hovering 500 feet above the ground. And it has a temperature that's 54 degrees Fahrenheit above anything this drone has encountered before. This drone would certainly have encountered things like fighter jets, helicopters, all these things which would have pretty high temperatures. So this thing is really hot, probably almost boiling hot, really, if you think about a fighter jet maybe running at 100 or 120 degrees or maybe even a couple hundred degrees with the fighter engines. This thing has got to be really hot. So what's it doing there in Ukraine? And why has it made a point of demonstrating itself? Clearly, these things would be able to know if a little drone was flying around or something. If it didn't want to be seen, it would have been able to cloak itself. But for some reason, it's showing itself. Or perhaps it just doesn't care if we see it. What is it that's drawing these things into this battle zone? We have to imagine there are a lot more than that haven't been reported. Is it just the human suffering? Or is there something on the horizon that's about to happen that these things are there to observe? Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.